Okay, Rabotai, I just got the receipt from Mekimi. I took, when I went, $4,000 for Yitomim v'Almanot in Eretz Israel. They just sent me from Mekimi. You could also help them directly. If you want to help, especially the families that live in Yehuda v'Shomron, what they call West Bank, this Mekimi organization, you could go on mekimi.org and help them directly. Zechutav Gimlut Chasadim HaKadosh Baruch Hu should Zach Hashem bring us Yeshuot. You know, the Chafetz Chaim says, we say in Lachash, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avotenu v'Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzhak v'Elokei Yaakov. The bracha is Magen Avraham. How come we don't say Magen Avraham Yitzhak v'Yaakov? He said, no, the Torah says, the Gemara says that Yibacha Chutmin, that the Chatimah is with Avraham. That we say Magen Avraham, not Magen Avraham and Yaakov, just Avraham. So Hashem explains, because we know the Avot, each one of them was a different Middah. Avraham was Gemilut Chasadim, Yitzchak was Avodah, and Yaakov Avinu was Torah. So the Chatima, before Mashiach comes, is going to be Bezchut Gemilut Chasadim. Gemilut Chasadim, Becha Chotmin, it means Becha B'midah of Avraham Avinu. So Be'ezrat Hashem, Midah of Gemilut Chasadim, of thinking of, you know, being givers to other Jews, especially to these orphans and orphans in Eretz Israel, Yetomim, Almanot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bechach tmin, should the Geula should come Be'ezrat Hashem soon, Amen, Ken Yi Ratzon. So Ad Ei Matai Sof Zman Birkat HaLevana. See, the Gemara, Mishnah says, the Gemara says that, you know, Jews are compared to the Levana. Levana always is mitchadesh. There are times that, you know, you cannot even see it. It becomes smaller and disappears and then reappears. The same thing is with Jews. Sometimes there is diminishing, but there is always renewal. So, ad ei matai sof zaman birkat Levana. Lechat chida. Yishtadel lehagdim et birkat ha-levana v'lo lehamtin. So we have a rule. Zerizin makdimin. So for Sephardim, as soon as seventh day around arrives, they should say the bracha. And Ashkenazim, 3 days from Yitchatshut ha-levana. But anyway, we should do it zerizin makdimin. Mikol marom im lo berech. But you know, if he did not make the bracha by the seventh, he could rashay levarech Ad sof leil tetvav lachodesh. This could be very complicated. When is really the end of the 15th? Tetvav lachodesh lemolad. Kevan sheikar habracha al ha'itchadshut halevana. We said mechadesh chodashim. The bracha is mechadesh chodashim. The renewal of the, and this renewal, right, it's completed when the levana is full moon. So, but you know, after that, when it starts diminishing, so then already you cannot make Birkat HaLevana, right? And as I said, you know, there are a lot of complications here because, you know, there are charts, etc. The best thing is not to put ourselves in these kind of situations and to say the bracha ASAP. En mevarchim ala levana ella la'achar tzedek kochavim. That also, at night when you want to say it, we can't say it when it's like, you know, just sunset. We have to wait till Tzedek Kochavim. Tzedek Kochavim is 13 and a half minutes after sunset. Because then, we said, we have to be neheneh. We have to benefit from the illumination of the Levana. And when it's dark, that illumination, it's nicer. So therefore, אין מברכים על הלבנה אלא לאחר צאת הכוכבים, שאז זורחת מניקור אורה יפה, אולם בלילות החורף. Again, winter times, that it's a lot of times it's cloudy, if they didn't make a bracha, and this is it. Now, בין השמשות אין עננים, we are afraid if you wait, again it's going to become cloudy, we would be allowed, והשואל לברך עתה ללבנה, ובלבד שאורה ניקור יפה. A person could, even before Tzedek HaKochavim, Ben HaShemashot, Bediyavad, he could say, Birkat HaLevana, as we said, B'Shat HaDchak. winter time, that you're afraid by tzaduk havim, it's going to become cloudy.